Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It'll be a tough game away at Hull. They had a good result at the weekend. But for us, the idea is to go in and see if we can get the victory and just keep putting as much pressure as we possibly can on the teams above.
And Liverpool fans have stayed away from Hull in numbers tonight in protest at Premier League ticket prices. Their 2,500 allocation did sell out. But on the other side of the stadium, from myself and John Aldridge at the moment, there's probably around 800 to 900 Liverpool fans that have made the journey here, and plenty more empty seats at the moment. They've demonstrated their feelings by leaving a large section of the stadium empty. On the pitch, Liverpool need to make their presence felt. Of course they do. Wembley and the Hawthorns haven't really demonstrated what this team is all about. That was a low again in the first half at West Brom at the weekend. It should hurt the players and hopefully prompt the right sort of reaction. One change in the Liverpool side: Steven Gerrard not involved at all. The club tell us he's not injured, so presumably just rested for the next game ahead, which is QPR at home at the weekend. Joe Allen comes back into the 11, and Liverpool start with Simon Mignolet in goal. One of the true consistents of the second half of the season has been the keeper again. Two stops at West Brom at the weekend, which were vital in helping secure the point. Emre Can, Martin Skirtle and Dejan Lovren, the back three. Lovren probably had his best game in a Liverpool shirt at the Hawthorns. Jordan Ibe starts as right wing-back, Ben Johnson on the left side, Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson in the centre. Philip Coutinho, one of the nominees of the PFA Team of the Year, is up front alongside Raheem Sterling and Mario Balotelli. Liverpool in all red tonight at the KC Stadium. On the bench, Brad Jones, Kolo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Javier Manquillo, Adam Lallana, Cameron Brannigan and Lazar Markovic. Hull City with Stephen Harper in goal. A back three as well, and they're off the back of a 2-0 win away to Crystal Palace. And their back three is James Chester, Michael Dawson, the captain, and as well as that, Paul McShane. The midfield five. On the right-hand side, Elmer Hamady in the centre. Jake Livermore alongside Tom Huddleston and Stephen Quinn. On the left-hand side, Robbie Brady. And up front, Sonny Aluko alongside Ndoye. We're ready to get going. Hull in the familiar tiger stripes. Liverpool in all red, shooting from left to right. And John Aldridge is alongside me. It's a balmy night in Hull. It's quite pleasant where we are.
It's not too bad, Steve, at the moment, yeah. I was just tweeting there. That's the first time in my life that I've never seen Liverpool's away in full. Obviously, because of the protest, I just hope it has some sort of an impact in the right areas.
Well, I said 700 or 800 there. What do you think, John? Is that an accurate representation?
You're about right, mate. Yeah, you're about right.
2,500 was the allocation. That did sell out, of course. Fans still wanting to make sure they buy the ticket, but they bought some of the children's cheaper tickets as Hull launch a ball to the edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Confusion as Liverpool try and deal with the situation. Chan swings the right foot through it, and it ends up on the far left wing. Ben Johnson shields it out for a Hull throw.
Well, certainly, you know what you're going to get from Hull. You've seen it last year, Stevie, didn't we? And we know what's at stake, staying in the Premiership. £100 million, no present ready for the club at the end of the season with the new TV rights. And I'm sure the players will be wary of that. You know, staying in the league itself's enough with the financial gains. Always good play by Hull.
They go down the right side. Ball fed in by Sonny Aluko. Drifted into the edge of the penalty area and cut out.
The game.
This is an opportunity for Hull to maybe float a ball into the penalty area from midway inside the Liverpool half.
I actually thought that was a foul. The Hull City centre forward just ran at the Liverpool defender there as he headed the ball. And it was a foul for me all day long on Skirtle. The referee didn't give it. I can't believe it, really. Real poor decision. He wasn't looking at the ball. He had no intention of getting the ball, and he just ran into the man, and then the referee gave a foul for them. It's a crazy decision.
Lee Probert draws the short white foam line in front of the ball. Robbie Brady preparing to take it, the left winger with his left foot, hoping to curl one round the one-man wall of Jordan Ibe. gives you some indication of where this is being taken from, left side of the Liverpool area. The players start on the edge of the box, the ball's whipped in, headed away by Skirtle, picked up by Brady, who sends it square to his right-hand side, rolled backwards into the feet of El Mohamedy, who shunts one forward once more. Up goes the glancing header, Michael Dawson gets it out to the left wing. Step over now by Sonny Aluko, has the ball in play, to the dead ball line, whips it across the Liverpool penalty area. It's a save right on the line by Simon Mignolet, and the header which came in was virtually point blank by Ndoye.
But I thought that header Scale, right at the Scale first of all should have got closer to him. He allowed him to turn and get the ball, and he laid off him instead of getting closer to him, and he let him turn and put in a vicious ball. It was a great ball, and it's a really good header, and it's a super save. Yeah, it was fairly at Mignolet, good height, but it was a good save.
Free kick inside Liverpool's own half, played by Champ, back towards Martin Skirtle. And they haven't made too many forays forward as yet, Liverpool. Certainly not inflicting the frighteners on Hull City as yet. Ball over the halfway line to Coutinho. Coutinho plays it on. Lovely run by Glenn Johnson. Got around the back of the defence, but what was he doing?
He has
Mario Balotelli virtually on the penalty spot. He has to look for him. And Glenn Johnson, well, it's a cross between a cross and a shot, and it goes nowhere. It goes into the hands of the keeper.
That is as poor as it gets in that position for someone of Glenn Johnson's experience. I know he prefers the right-hand side, but it's a simple ball, and he's made the hash of it. What a chance that was.
Jordan Ibe, right-hand side. He starts with pace, pushing back the fullback on this right-hand side. Still Ibe to the dead ball line, tries to close it low. It's come off Robbie Brady last, and out it goes for a Liverpool corner at the other end. The cheers and the boos from the home fans, because they're now complaining that play wasn't stopped when they had a man down. But actually, Lee Probert was trying to give Hull advantage. Mm-hmm. So
it's a corner.
Jordan Henderson from the right-hand side with this corner. Liverpool teeing something off from here. Jordan Ibe positions himself just behind the first man. Oh. Henderson strikes it low. Not great, but Coutinho hits it. It's off the line by the keeper. Two-handed save. Well, that was a very intelligent corner after all. And Coutinho rocketed a shot, which the keeper did hugely well to stop Stephen Harper.
Well, it's a well-worked corner from Liverpool. Hit it behind everyone, and Coutinho comes swivel and smashed it, but he parried it. And I thought Balotelli for a minute had reacted before anyone else, to tap it into an empty net, and it was just scurried away. Good save by Stephen Harper, you have to say. Didn't see much of that till late. It come through a ruck of players.
Still 0-0 here. Free kick for Liverpool now, left-hand side of the Hull penalty area. As the tempo's being lifted by the men in red shirts.
No,
Coutinho strikes slow. Just not going to beat Huddleston. He just sails his right foot through that. Goes out for a throw into for Liverpool.
I think we've seen too many of them this season. You know, with Steve Gerrard in them sort of areas. You know, he's missed games. You know, Coutinho there's got to lift it. He's got to lift it and miss the first man. He's just low. He's in a great area. And it was easily cleared. Still got the ball, though, we have by the corner flag.
Throwing made by Johnson to Coutinho. Back to Johnson. Lifts it into penalty area. Sent back into a dangerous area.
But done turned well, away. Ibe,
Jordan Ibe, excellent to keep it alive and put it into a spot which the keeper didn't know whether to come or not to.
Better ball by Glenn Johnson. Deep. Right to the back post. And Jordan Ibe put the ball back in and just failed to reach Balotelli with a tap in.
Long throw down that line by Robbie Brady towards Sonny Aluko. Aluko holds it up near the corner flag, then loses it for a second. Skirtle hits it against him.
It's a goal kick.
Give it a corner, it's a goal kick, surely.
What is
Skirtle hit the ball against Aluko. It came back off Skirtle.
He's given a free kick. Oh, come on, referee, come on. No.
No, definitely not. Just watch the replay.
No, that
very
is awful.
Poor call.
Awful. Good defending by Skirtle. Should have been a goal kick.
So this is a couple of yards out from the dead ball line, left-hand side, fairly near the corner flag. And Robbie Brady with another set piece. Again.
Hope they don't score off this, because it'll be embarrassing for the referee.
Ndoye's there, Dawson, Aluko. And Liverpool need to be switched on. ball in from Brady. Left side, punched away by the keeper. Two hands from Mignolet, put back in by Huddleston. Dangerous area, header goal once again. This time it's easy to be caught by Simon Mignolet. Looks for the early throw out to the right side, and Brady falling backwards, heads it over the top of Brendan Rodgers. And it's a throw in for Liverpool.
Yeah, good goal given by Mignolet. Defended it and saved the referee's blushes.
And the ball's passed through to Philip Coutinho, front edge of the centre circle.
Nice.
Cuts an immediate pass out to Ibe on the right wing. There's at least three in the box as Ibe attacks the penalty area. Tried to roll it back short for Coutinho, but easily picked up by Holt and sent clear by Jake Livermore. Getting into good areas with Jordan Ibe and Philip Coutinho doing some of that work.
Much better. Good
and
play.
Here's Coutinho again out to Sterling, left-hand side. Beats his man for pace, rolls it back. Balotelli back to goal, tries the back flick. And the back heel goes right into the path of the keeper, Stephen Harper. Well, you've got to envisage that he's probably, how many yards out from the keeper there when he strikes it?
It's audacious.
It's quite a way out, isn't it?
It's audacious. It's 9-10 yards out, back heel. And you know what? He's unlucky. Anywhere else he scores, it's gone right to the keeper, Balotelli. Improvisation was excellent. You know, there wasn't an awful lot else on. And he's cut the ball with his back towards goal, and he just tried the back heel as Glenn Johnson just run the ball out of play, unbelievably. But Balotelli there, that was unlucky. You've got to give him credit. If that comes off, you know, people start, it's all over the papers tomorrow. What a goal that would have been.
Paul McShane. And McShane involved in a 1-2 with Huddleston. Then it comes through to Brady, left side. He's put one over the legs of Chan, and down this line goes Stephen Quinn. Quinn plays the 1-2 with Aluka into the midway, the central point of the Liverpool half. Now Livermore.
It's good play
and Huddleston. Hull are passing it round with freedom at the moment. That's good from Brady. He's got past Chan. He rockets one in the box as a header goalwards. It's cleared off the line by Glenn Johnson. Well, we've had in this game at least three occasions now where the ball's been cleared off the line either by keepers or heroic defending, and that time Glenn Johnson was needed.
Don't Mark Johnson in the air. How did that? That was a great play from Mo. Kept the ball for about 12, 15 passes, and you know, Mignolet pulled off a good save, and then Glenn Johnson's atoned for one or two, three errors that he's done this game and got it off the line. Just scrambled it off the line. Another corner for Hull. I think it's about the fourth corner.
Well, this one from the right-hand side. And Liverpool have Skirtle, Chan, Lovren on the edge of the six-yard box, Balotelli inside his own six-yard box, at the moment being shadowed by Sonny Aluko. Corner taken, far post, headed away by Lovren, who's on the far side. It'll be kept in play by Dawson. Dawson tries to turn and get past Chan, but Chan quick to see it, and then his clearance ball isn't great from Chan. Ibe involved in a battle for the scraps there, and it ends up back on the halfway line before it's pressured back by Jake Livermore to his keeper.
I think this game, you know, the first goal is going to be pretty big in this game, the way it's panning out.
Chan here with the throw-in, short to Balotelli, but he dawdles on that, and it's robbed by Aluko, and then Aluko rolls it.
Oh, it's a goal kick!
It looked like a goal kick, but it's been given as a corner. Initial look
to goal
here.
Kick.
Was that a wrong call by the referee?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Brady lining up this. Again, men in the box. They've had quite a few set pieces and opportunities to cross.
That's not an easy decision. That's not on our decision to see. He's kicked this straight out of play. The whole City centre forward.
Robbie Brady. He stands right up against the hoardings, left footed. It's an out swinger. Goes to find someone. He has on the far side, but Stephen Quinn miscontrols it. Comes back out.
It's Paul
McShane. Actually, it's gone.
It's got to be offside. It's got to be offside. No.
And no flag. And Hull City score.
Has to be offside.
Michael Dawson. Well, it looked like Hull City's chance had gone. The corner from the left side went right through the pack. There was a miscontrol by Paul McShane, but he managed to get out of the penalty area.
Oh, it's three of them offside.
Put the ball back into the box.
There's three
Dawson
offside.
Heads
there's
past
not
Mignolet.
One, there's not two, there's three offside, I'm sure.
Hull City 1, Liverpool 0.
Well, Liverpool moved out with the ball, and I think they left three in there, and it's a great header. It's a good goal, but I'll tell you now exactly what's happened. It wasn't the corner in the first place. They made the hash of it. Balotelli's come. Oh, Steve, it's horrendous. It's horrendous. There's three offside. What's happened? There's three offside, but I think, to be fair to Dawson, he's come from a deep decision. He might have been offside. I don't know, but, oh, my first thought was, yeah, he's got to give offside there. But I don't know where Dawson, he come late. Tell you what, I think the linesman might have got very, very lucky there without realising. Oh, it's Bob Orla.
And now the ball's been given away by Coutinho to Huddleston. Huddleston chips it over the halfway line to Aluko. Aluko's tried to turn and run past Lovren. Lovren's dragged him wide. Aluko comes infield past him. He went down for a second. Then the referee... the referee considered giving a foul to Aluko, then gave him advantage. And then when he wanted the foul, he told everyone to play on.
Yeah, yeah.
Back come Liverpool and Balotelli.
I think the referee got that wrong for Hull City there, Steve.
Been a lot of energy in this game as Liverpool press the penalty area. Oh, it's a shot, it's goals, it's saved by the keeper.
No following it in.
And that was Jordan Henderson who struck it on the volley, delivered from the right wing. Henderson volleys it goalwards, stopped by the keeper, but he couldn't hold it, and then pounced on it at the second attempt.
Yeah, good effort by Jordan Henderson. Again, the referee doing Hull no favours, as he done us no favours just earlier on. Johnson's made a great run here.
Can Liverpool finish the first half on a high? He's gone past his man to dead ball line. Still Glenn Johnson.
Oh!
He's playing right way through the six-yard box.
What a chance!
No one there.
What a great
to turn
run.
It home. Terrific.
What a great
terrific
run.
Terrific by Liverpool at the end of the first half. And Johnson gave Liverpool an opportunity to go in at the break level, but no one can meet that ball.
When you haven't got a goal scorer, Steve, that tells you. It's a great run, the best run of the first half by Glenn Johnson. He's put the ball right across the goal line, and we had three players there. Not one of them could take the gamble and get a little touch on it to put it over the line, and that sums our season up with goal scorers. Hull City have given as good as they've got there. It's been an interesting first half. We've had some decent chances. They've had a couple of good chances. The referee's less said about the referee from both points of view. I think the better. We've got it all to do.
Yeah, margins are quite slim, aren't they?
Between
the two sides and what we're seeing. The goal was correct in the end, but you think there was...
I think the linesman got it wrong. I think he was dead lucky, should I say, because...
He got it right, but he got it by a mistake.
He didn't know that the run from Dawson was a perfect run, because Hull City had three men along there, every single one of them offside, and interfering with play, people could say. Not one, not two, but three. And the flag's got to go up. Dawson's made a great run, he's timed it well, it's a great head, it's a great goal, but he's got lucky because he's not seen that.
Okay.
He's got lucky. You've got straight away and it goes out wide, you see three Hull City, ball comes in, your flag has to go up. And then the referee, if he goes in, the referee's got to have a look at that with you and say, you know, if he sees the run with the interfering play, of course they would interfere and would play. They're right in front of Simon Mignolet for me.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
So just hoping for better in the second half in terms of opportunities and clinical finishing. 1-0 to Hull City at the break, and Hull kicking from left to right in the second half. No changes made by either side. The Hull goal scored by their captain, Michael Dawson. John Aldridge is a long time. If I can paint the picture, we are so high up, it takes forever to get... Have you just been right to the bottom, John? Have you been to the press room?
No, I'm the floor below, but that's hard enough.
I tell you what, they couldn't have put us any higher. But somehow John's managed to turn up on time, which even at Anfield, when there's only like one floor to go up, he doesn't make it on time.
You've got to fight your way past people to get past them.
No changes. We'll go through the sides in a minute. Henderson heads it to the halfway line. Intercepted by Hull momentarily. Won by Liverpool. Ball up to Coutinho, which Dawson beats him to. And then Hull stop it on the halfway on the left-hand side. So, Mignolet goal. Back three. Chan. Skirtle, Lovren. Johnson, the left wing back. The right wing back, Jordan Ibe. Two in the centre, of course. Allen and Henderson. And then you've got Sterling, Coutinho, and Balotelli completing the 11 for Liverpool. On the bench, Ricky Lambert is there. Colo Torre, Javier Manquillo, Adam Lallana, Cameron Brannigan, and Lazar Markovic. Chan, ball out wide to the right side for Ibe. home crowd have been fantastic for the whole team today. There's Coutinho. Coutinho 20 yards out, trying to get it onto his favoured right. Curls it in towards Henderson. Oh, top save by the keeper. Henderson turned and cracked a half volley going in towards the right post low. And it was down by Stephen Harper, the whole goalkeeper, to turn it out for a corner.
First bit of real space he's had second half. Coutinho done really well. Put a ball into Henderson. It was a difficult ball, but he brought it down his chest and volleyed in. And Harper was quick to get down to his far post and turn around for another Liverpool corner.
Henderson right hand side, low corner. El Mohammedi meets it, volleys it away. Sonny Aluko then finds it. Adam Lallana, both now wide on the right hand side. Given into the feet of Cham once more. Liverpool are making ground into the whole half. Low ball in towards Sterling by Coutinho. Ends up with Sterling dragging it wide to the left, onto his right foot. He's quick. Can he read what Henderson wants to do here? Henderson to Coutinho, back to Henderson again.
Unlucky.
And Henderson spanks one over the top of the pole bar. It goes out for a goal kick.
Yeah, it was decent movement. Decent passing from Liverpool. Delvin, you just run out of space in the end. Good run by Henderson.
Here's Ricky Lambert, who's come back to the centre circle to collect it.
Go on.
Now it's Coutinho on the left-hand side. He's made a run up to the left edge of the penalty area. Sterling joins him. Coutinho on the left edge of that whole box. So many shirts
smash
to
it,
beat.
Smash
it's
it.
Central to Henderson. He makes a good shot.
Following up again.
No, it's hit the keeper, Stephen Harper.
God,
who couldn't
follow balls
hold
in.
It cleanly. But as he dropped it down, there wasn't one red shirt waiting to pounce. And Harper catches it second attempt.
It's a striker's trait when someone shoots, follow the ball in. He's parried three tonight, the goalkeeper. Parried three, and you can just follow the ball in. You get a little tapping. Decent effort from Liverpool.
So Hull with a corner, and Robbie Brady comes over. He tries to get the fans in that corner up for it by applauding them. They get to their feet. Liverpool have left three up, John. Three up on the halfway line.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's a corner. They've got to keep four back. At the moment, they've only kept three back, which is... they've just told someone to go back now in that last minute, which is right.
So it's a Hull corner from the right-hand side. Brady takes it. Near post. Skipped header! Oh, it's just missed the target.
What happened there? That was Skirtle.
Well, I think Skirtle headed it behind.
He's done
it
well
got
there.
The flick by Paul McShane. And it could have gone anywhere. It really could. But Skirtle dived in and thumped a header out behind his own goal.
Yeah.
Short corner taken by Holt. And towards the feet of Quinn. And then wrapped in low by Brady. He was trying to get a better angle, but it's gone wide of goal. And it will be a goal kick for Simon Mignolet. 74 minutes on the clock. Hull City 1, Liverpool 0.
That's a good
Henderson
pick out.
Trying to pass out to the
Come
left
on,
wing. Sterling. Sterling, has he got the ability to unlock this whole defence?
No.
Turns, takes the shot, got the sting taken out of it. He flew the shot in there. It's hit a whole player, maybe Livermore on the edge of the box, and made it much easier for Stephen Harper in the goal.
Yeah, an easy save in the end. It was decent play from Liverpool. Decent play. Cut in. Again, we lack total conviction, don't we, with our final shot or...
Coutinho. You're with Radio City Sport. Hull City beating Liverpool 1-0, but it's Coutinho into the penalty area. Hasn't got many options. Rolls it back for Allen. Allen to Markovic. Now Jordan Henderson.
No space there, Steve, is the...
Coutinho nearly clipped. Just manages to open things slightly. Nice. Now it's opened up for Sterling. He could shoot from here, but he shoots right down the gullet of the keeper, Stephen Harper, who was never in danger of being beaten.
Yeah, again, you know, we need him to... He was in the same area when he scored a goal against Newcastle, but he just bent it to keep it. He needs to bend it round and with the quality. Lacked a bit of experience there, Raheem Sterling. Hit the target, but it was an easy save in the end. It was a great opportunity. Just bend it in the top corner, don't you? Bend it around.
It's been a tough old month following Liverpool. Now Sterling has it edge of the box. Oh, is he scythed down? Markovic comes right into the area. Well, that was brilliant defending. Really was from Robbie Brady. Markovic thought he was favourite. He didn't even realise Brady was there, who hammered it from underneath his feet. Otherwise, that should have been a goal.
He was in, and he could have given a penalty away there, Brady, but he's done really well to get his foot on the ball there.
It's corner
good
kick
run by Markovic.
Lallana will take the resulting corner. Markovic has gone short. in the box. You've got the presence of Skirtle and Lambert, but as John indicates, then headed away by Holt.
Still not away.
Back out to the right wing. Lallana, maybe something here. Has he gone for
goal? Oh,
well,
it's
he
close,
went for
that.
Goal, but it went right past the goal mouth.
How close was that?
And finished up behind Stephen Harper's nets.
How close was it, Steve?
Let's have a look at the replay. No, not quite
was
close
it not,
enough,
no.
I don't think.
Was it a shot or was it a cross? He cut him well. Oh, it's not far away though, isn't it?
Liverpool trying to attack again, but as most of these do, they break down in vital areas. El Mahamedy bursts through down the right-hand side, looking for Ndoye. Ndoye's got the better of Martin Skrtel. Play continues, El Mahamedy into the box. Oh, and a vital challenge, a last-ditch challenge. It was a fine challenge from Joe Allen. Turns it out for a corner.
Yeah, could have been 2-0 there. Joe Allen's done brilliant. He spared the scales, brushes a little bit.
Out goes that ball for a corner kick on the right-hand side. Home fans going ballistic, as John says, the financial worth of staying in the Premier League is massive, and for them, they just ride on how they react to the next few minutes. Liverpool have to try and batter that down and create some more chances. But it's a whole corner at the moment from the right-hand side. Chipped into the box by Ramirez, hidden the volley by Huddleston. Well, you know he can do that, and he caught it flush, but he missed the target with it.
Yeah, good effort. He's got great technique after that.
That's a long period which Liverpool have been afforded here, but they're not really making much of it. And it's another low in a really disappointing march for Liverpool. Disappointing April, I should say, for Liverpool. Hull City have beaten Liverpool by a goal to nil. It's 3 points which might prove crucial in their Premier League survival. But Liverpool at the moment simply can't find the football of quality that the fans and players want. It's frustrating, it's far from good enough. And Hull have beaten Liverpool by a goal to nil. John Aldridge.
Yeah, Hull deserved it, you have to say. They worked the socks off. We didn't have the quality to break them down. They had the quality to score a goal. Their goal, you can talk about their goal till you're blue in the face, was it, wasn't it? With the interfering with play, but it doesn't matter. You know, they wanted it a little bit more than us today. And they got the all-important goal. I thought the first goal in this game was going to be pivotal, and that's how it turned out to be. Just got to move on. Good luck to Hull. You know, they stay up. Good supporters round this neck of the woods. As a Liverpool fan, you just got to address the situation of scoring goals, Steve. You know, it's been all season now. Your top goal scorer's only scored 7 league goals, young Raheem Sterling. And it's not been a good month by any means. When we were on the ascendancy before the Man U game, we all thought Sturridge is going to come back, we'll get the goals now, and we'll fly. And, you know, it's just gone the other way, the other direction, and it's been one of the biggest frustrations, probably the most frustrating month of the whole campaign this season, the way the results have felt, especially the semi-final, the way it fitted away against Aston Villa. It's been an awful, awful 4 or 5 weeks.
You talk about the goals. Is it just the goals? Is everything else there for you? Or
goals
not?
Win your game, Steve. Goals win your games, you know.
But are we seeing the correct?
Last year we lose a goal, we get 2 goals, we win 2 goals, we walk away, we win 3-1, walk away. You know, you can't. The defending, to be fair to the lads, you know, we've got that part fairly right this year. We've hardly been conceding goals, and the goalie's been fantastic. Mia's been brilliant. You know, our most consistent player since Christmas. It's the other end, you know. And sometimes we just don't look like we're going to score a goal of late. They seem to have lost the belief, and I've seen that happen. The confidence is really, really low in front of goal, and that's where they are at the moment.
Isn't it bizarre how the first few months of the season Liverpool were poor, really poor, and then they found something, and that confidence gave them momentum to keep going for a couple of months. But all of a sudden, we feel like we've regressed to an area we were in 5-6 months ago.
It is, you know, you take away that run that we've had, you know, since when it was Christmas, them 3 months were superb, when we were brilliant, very, very good, you know. Not to the extent of last season, obviously, but we were good and we got ourselves into a situation for the top four. But since the Man United results had a massive effect on the players, and you know, we even though we were winning games, and you know, by the odd goal here, the odd goal, a couple of goals maybe, we just can't buy a goal to win games at the moment. Just can't buy a goal. Now, one goal, you score one goal like we did against Villa, normally, you know, you need to score more to win games, don't you? Unless you've got a cast iron defence, and at this moment in time, we just can't score goals as well.
Liverpool playing themselves into the Europa League, but at the same time, they need to be careful that they're even in the Europa League. I mean, they've got to make sure there isn't a free fall now.
To be fair, Steve.
You know, there's, yeah, I know what you're going to say, but you still want to finish as high as possible.
Of course you do.
You've got to make sure there isn't a free fall that means Tottenham or Southampton capitalise on
this. You've got to play for pride for all these supporters, you know, who turned up today and turn up at home. You play for pride to win games, and to enjoy themselves, to counsel themselves through life. You know, you owe it to them. So certainly you can't throw in the towel. You've got to give your utmost in the last, we've got four games, haven't we?
Four games left to play, two of them away, two at home. Chelsea away is one of them.
The season can't end quick enough for me at the moment. I'm really on such a low after what's happened last month. But, you know, we've still got to support our team. We've still got to, you know, go these games and get behind them. The manager's got to come up with something to solve the problem, which... What's he going to do?
Is there pressure on him? I've seen lots of things in the past couple of weeks, given the performances that have been put in.
There's always pressure on managers, Steve.
And there should be, because they represent big institutions and are paid lots of money. But yet, you know, how much pressure is there around Brendan Rodgers between now and the end of the season?
I think only the owners know. You know the way football is with fans. You know, they can be very finicky. Liverpool fans aren't bad, but that's concerned. But certainly. He's had a lot of stick in the social media of late, and after this result, he'll get a lot more. That just goes with the business, you know. With management, it's great, but when people turn on you, they can turn on you, you know. And it's not been a good month from Liverpool. It's not been a good month at all.
Handed 100 million last summer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's poor between now and the very end of the season, does it affect what he's given this summer, or do you think that's already set in stone, John?
I think that'd be set in stone. What do we always get? You know, always got around about 20 million plus what you can sell, didn't we? That plus, don't forget, you know, there's a lot of money coming from television rights this year. A lot of money, 100 million. 100 million. It's a lot of money, that, Steve, compared to last year. And you know, hopefully the owners have got to give, you know, Brendan, you know, he's the manager still, you know, got to give him money. I don't care what you say. We've got to go out and find two strikers. You've got a Rigi coming in, who again is potential, but we've got to go and find not one for me, but two. And one of them strikers for me has got to be the finished article. Can we get them? It's not easy this day and age. We're not in the Champions League. We're not going to be in the Champions League. It's not going to be easy. But you've got to go out, try and find them and get them, as we did with Luis Suarez. So we've been in the Champions League when we got Suarez.
Two strikers, a dominant midfielder as well?
Yes.
And maybe a full-back?
You're going through the team there, Steve. certainly we've got to, you know, Steve Gerrard, with him leaving, we've got to fill that void, you know, with a player in there. Two strikers for me and, you know, a backup keeper. And possibly a full-back.
So what are you signing my cheque for?
No, I want him. I've been saying this. You know, we've been buying a lot of potential, especially last year. We need to buy players that's the finished article for me, 25 to 28 years of age, loads of experience to guide the. There's a lot of young lads, but a young team. We need guidance on the pitch. You know, from top players, and you know the midfield player he brings in. Hopefully, we'll come into that category, and a striker. We can keep Sturridge fit next year. Which hopefully that might happen, and get someone who's going to get us 20 league goals, then maybe we can do something. But we'll have to just wait and see. Post-match.
We didn't look like scoring, really, to be honest. I thought we had some good moments and had enough of the ball, but never really threatened the goal as what we were like, really. We're disappointed with the goal that we conceded. We didn't have too many opportunities against us, but in that moment we didn't defend it well enough. But like I said, we had enough of the game. Between the boxers, we were okay, but World Counts in that final third, we just couldn't make the breakthrough. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.